That was Band on the Run by Paul McCartney and Wings on this date in 1981. Wings broke up, and that was probably one of their most famous songs, released in April of 1974. The album was released in December of 63. So,
what's your favorite of the post-Beatles output of the individual members of the Beatles?
That's a hard one. You could go with John Lennon's Imagine.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly, I think George Harrison's All Things Must Pass is an incredible multiple-disced release. How about yourself?
I like Band on the Run a lot. That album is very good.
That album does play well.
Yes, it does. I think, or at least I think it's Paul McCartney's best post-Beatles work.
Yeah.
You may disagree. I don't
know. Yeah. No.
Hey, we've changed things around here in the studio. Out with the Sandpoint Area Seniors.
Out. We said out, Sassy.
In with a couple members of this year's Leadership Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce class, I guess.
Do they have a good acronym? Because we were talking about acronym, SASE, Sandpoint Area Seniors, Inc., and then we had PISNE, Panhandle Special Needs.
That's a good segue to
PISNE. Okay, there we go. Teresa Lindholm and Gavin Butterfield are here, and good morning to you both. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you both here.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Well, let's start with the upcoming event, because that's really what brings you in most urgently. What's coming up?
All right. Well, we are going to be having a Cinco de Mayo block party next Friday, May 5th, from 4 to 8 p.m. It'll be downtown Sandpoint, which is really exciting because there's a ton going on next Friday night. It will be located on Main Street between 1st and 2nd Street. So right there, that block between Finn and that ends with 113 Main. We'll be closing that entire block down. And we have, like, tons of fun stuff happening. So it's free to enter, but you just purchase tickets for any food, beer, wine, or margaritas.
What time would the event occur?
It starts at 4 and it ends at 8. We have music. Obviously, we have got some tacos. We have some beer, wine, margaritas. We've got some kids' activity. It's definitely a kid-friendly event. We definitely want you to be able to have your kids have a good time. So we've got some stuff planned for them. And then we'll just really be doing a lot of live silent auction, raffles, lots of fun stuff. We've got a season pass donated from Schweitzer. We've got, like, this cool, like, pink scooter, a Long Drift Outfitters, like, fishing trip. I mean, tons of really great, awesome prizes that we'll be having, raffling and or silent auctioning off. So we would love to have everybody come down. And it's all to benefit UCAN, which is Unique Center for Athletes of All Needs here in Sandpoint.
Can you talk more about that, where the funds go to?
Yes. So Leadership Sandpoint, we have a program that we apply to be a part of. And in this year's class, we get to choose the nonprofit that we do a fundraiser for. So in December, we chose UCAN. Kelly Bolt came in and told us all about Unique Center for Athletes of All Needs. Their mission is to empower special needs individuals through fitness and nutrition, and they do just an amazing job. Like, for example, I was talking to her yesterday, and she said, you know, they're doing 5 classes a week plus open gym where they're serving 85 kids, teens, and adults every week. There's scholarships they have that are available for one-on-one and gym memberships. They're coordinating all the Special Olympics, and they brought back all of those to Sandpoint this year, which is something we haven't had in the community for a bit. So it's just really awesome. They bring in all of their special needs. So, like, for example, they have a class where PISNE comes over and they come in and they do this really interactive class with their team at their gym. It's the old Traders building. So I think everybody probably knows the old Traders building, supply building downtown, or on off of 2.
On Highway 2.
Yeah. On Highway 2, yeah.
Kind of across from town. The Dairy Depot.
Yes. Yep. Okay, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so they they bought it and converted it. It's absolutely beautiful. It's a beautiful facility. And they're just really doing a lot of awesome things in there for the special needs community.
How long has that been around, you know? When did they take over?
I think they started January of 20... It's like a year and a half.
Okay.
Well, maybe almost 2 years. I could be wrong.
Sort of a recent thing.
It's recent, yes.
Yeah. Have you guys gone there? Have you been to the location at all?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I actually have a brother-in-law who actually goes there. I mean, it's just been an amazing thing that just has changed his life, having a place that not only can he go to be able to have an opportunity like that, but also to be able to connect with the community has just been huge. And it's just such an awesome opportunity, and we're really excited to help them.
Yeah.
Yeah. They do a really awesome job of, you know, kids or adults that just need a safe space. You know, they don't really get that on a normal basis, so they get to come and have a great time with people that they feel comfortable with, and they just, it's just been really awesome. You know, you'll go in and watch. I actually am a member of UFIT, and the way UFIT works is UFIT is helps to fund UCAN. So UCAN is a nonprofit, but if you're a member of UFIT, your membership helps to go and fund the nonprofit. And so it's funny because on, they have an open gym class or a class for the gym memberships at 11:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So you'll go, but the reason they have it at that time is because they have a class at 1 o'clock for, you know, whether it's a high school class or it's PISNY coming over, or we have an all women's class, which is pretty cool. But the, just watching the people come in and just like how excited they are to be there and just like how much fun they get out of coming and just like being together with each other. They have a ton of really great adaptive equipment, you know, like they have this what's called a light gate where they're able to put somebody in this harness and stand them up, someone that may not be able to stand on their own, that, you know, for example, could be wheelchair bound. They're able to stand up and it helps them like move their feet forward and kind of, wow. It's just really, really cool. So they have some really special adaptive equipment. They've got these really amazing classes. They work on one-on-one memberships. So it's been pretty cool to be a part of the gym to be able to see what's going on there.
And the date again for the event, which will support this, is
Cinco de Mayo.
It's actually
on Cinco de Mayo, 5th of May.
Okay. And that is not at the facility. That's downtown.
It is downtown.
Yes. Yeah. A block party.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Between 1st and 2nd on Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
And it does not cost anything to enter, but one buys tickets for the different, I don't want to say events, activities.
Like, not the kids' activities. It'd be more for the food. Food and drinks.
Okay. And can you mention some of the food businesses that will be there?
Yeah. Yeah. We will have McDuff's will be there serving beer. We have 113 Main, Justin Dick, who has been a part of the leadership program and has supported us for many, many years. I'll let Gavin talk a little bit more about that. But we have them serving some margaritas. We have Opa Food Truck, who's coming to do some tacos. So that's really exciting. We've got a couple of other new businesses that are coming in to kind of showcase what they've got going on. But those are some of the highlights. Barrel 33 will be there serving wine. So, we've got some really good stuff. Yeah.
Is there?
I'm hungry.
Yeah, I know. Did you mention music? I think you said music.
Yes, we will have music.
Who's? Yep. Do you know who's playing?
We are working on some final details. But okay. Yes, we will have music. We will have music. Don't worry.
Okay.
We got to build some suspense into the event.
Yeah.
Still.
Yes. Can't give you all the details.
Special guest. Yes. Mystery guest.
Yes.
We're talking again to Teresa Lindholm and Gavin Butterfield from Leadership Sandpoint about the upcoming Cinco de Mayo block party, as well as the organization that block party benefits.
Right. I'd like to talk about Leadership Sandpoint. If you could say a little bit more about that organization, the umbrella organization over Cinco de Mayo, and where the money's going to with UCAN.
Yeah. And so Leadership Sandpoint, it's been an organization that goes through ultimately something that we've done through the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, been going on since 2010. And really, it's just been an opportunity for leaders and emerging leaders within the Sandpoint community to be able to allow themselves to really be immersed through activity and through collaboration of other leaders to be able to really recognize what challenges and opportunities we face within our community itself. And so, like for our class, for example, we've got, you know, really great selection of leaders within our community, folks from City Council, Lighthouse, Schweitzer, we got WaFed Bank, Bonner General, many nonprofit organizations that really we've just come together as a collaborative group to be able to say, hey, what can we do as leaders within our community to see, hey, what are we doing well and what is it that we can help with? And one of the main things that we've helped with over the years since 2010 in this is we've really focused hard on helping support our nonprofit organizations within our community. It's a fact that most people aren't aware of, but we've got over 300 nonprofits within our community.
That's quite a few.
And you think about the size of what we have, there's not many dollars that can go around to all of those folks, right? And so we want to try to prevent, you know, provide as many opportunities we can to put those folks on a platform because they, you know, really support a lot of really great initiatives. And so that's when what Leadership Sandpoint has done every year is that through our collaborative efforts of recognizing what we can do in the community to add towards it is we recognize a nonprofit. They go in and they allow us a day to be able to learn more about a select group that we want to interview, basically. And UCAN just came in with such an incredible story. All of our nonprofits were just incredible stories. A day was just filled with, you know, laughter, tears, and just really a day of vision to be able to see this is where our community's going. And just UCAN came in with a really impactful message. And we said, hey, we want to try to get behind you. And that's where the Cinco de Mayo effort kind of goes towards each year. So like I said, 2010.
So how many years has the Cinco de Mayo been doing the event that Leadership Council has been doing?
So it's been done since 2010 as an annual event each year. Okay. And then when Justin Dick went through his year, that's kind of been his continuing effort that he wanted to give back towards the Leadership Sandpoint organization was by saying, you know, he's got the platform to be able to provide a location. And so for many years, it was held down at Trinity.
Right.
And then now, obviously, with the emergence of the 1013, that's something there where we can kind of be able to move over to a new location. But the block is awesome, you know, in terms of allowing for more people.
Can you mention a few of the organization 501c3s that you supported in the past, you know, like UCAN this year? What are some of the other organizations in the past you have?
I know that the Bonner Community Food Bank has been one.
Perfect. Debbie Love's organization.
Yeah, absolutely. Last year was Kinnexu Land Trust and the museum.
Ah, okay.
So that they did a joint effort there. And I think there's, I can't remember what the one before that was. But those are the ones that come to mind.
You're hitting some biggies.
Yeah, the big ones for sure. And I can't recall.
So what else? Okay, here's this one event. What else does Leadership Sandpoint do during the rest of the year in terms of activities or?
So in terms of like just overall structure of the program is that it's intended to be a 2-year program. And so for our first years, basically we get together once a month where we have a dedicated day focused on a specific industry, if you will, within the community. So like last month, we focused specifically on healthcare. And then before that, we ultimately were getting around with, what were some of the other ones we did?
Sustainability. We had economic drivers. So we've gone into Idaho Forest Group's facility and the IFG building, which was way cool.
Yeah.
My son won't stop watching the video of the claw that picks up all the logs. We got to go into Lighthouse and they talked about...
I can't
about,
stop that.
Yeah. They give us a big slideshow about, you know, inflation and how that's been impactful. The hospital was incredible. He came in with their board and told us a lot about what's going on in the community right now, things that you probably haven't heard yet. So it was, when we went to sheriff's.
Yeah, we met with the county as far as law enforcement, also met with all of the emergency responders, things like that. And so ultimately it's just like I said, it's through that immersion within our community we really get to recognize what things we're doing really well and what challenges and hearing it from other leaders. I mean, with as long as Leadership Sandpoint has been around, a lot of the leaders that are leading these organizations and these industries have also been previous graduates of the class. So they've really said, hey, this is what I picked up during my time in the class. This is how I wanted to make an impact. And so the one day we actually focused hard on like municipalities and actually focusing on like city governance. A lot of our people came forward and said, hey, I eventually want to maybe run for city council and things like that. And so ultimately through that, we really get a lot of opportunity as far as how we want to develop ourselves as leaders. But ultimately the culmination of the class is that each year, Cinco de Mayo, we go ahead and we recognize, hey, a nonprofit that we can go ahead and we can support. And then year two of the program is that once we wrap that up, we're basically helping the next class come through, but we're kind of letting them know, hey, this is what we did well. This are maybe some things that we can help you with, right? Kind of passing on the torch, if you will, to the next class coming up.
So how does a nonprofit get its name on the possibility of like 2024? I mean, is there a process, like did UCAN go through a process of applying? Or if there is a nonprofit out there listening, how do they get on if there's a list or? consideration?
So as far as wanting to get recognized by that, you'd want to reach out to the Greater Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce, and then Kate there would be able to help you out. And then, yeah, each year they go ahead and reach out to those in the past that have reached out to the chamber. And then each year we go ahead and give you an opportunity to do a full summary of what it is that you're working on. Here are some challenges that you're facing. In the event that you were to receive some funds, this is what it would go towards. And then kind of towards the middle of our first year is when we receive those. And then we kind of get an opportunity to kind of vet those applications and say, okay, great, let's go ahead and invite, you know, five or six. And that's a dedicated day. Like I said, it's one where we sit down and maybe we have, you know, one or two learning opportunities, maybe hear from some other businesses, but really it's just a day to sit down, hear their stories. And like I said, there's lots of tissues that get passed around that day. Cause I mean, it's impressive.
I think there's an element of, you know, the class leaders too, bringing forward the nonprofits that they feel very strongly about. So that was also a part. You know, you get this list of all the nonprofits that are registered in the area, but, you know, you might be very well connected to the food bank and have done a lot of work with them, and you know the need that they have there, right? So, you know, I think each of the leaders that come into the program, they have an opportunity as well.
How did you guys get involved individually, if you don't mind my asking? What made you guys
sign
up?
I'll go first because you'll probably have the better one for folks that are listening here. So I actually originally not transplant to Sandpoint, but my wife, she grew up here, and then we met in college, and then ultimately got married. Now we live down in Coeur d'Alene, and it's just been something that we've wanted to try to get up here. And so just with position through employment and just work and things like that, it's just one of those things that was always on my heart to want to say, hey, how can I eventually in the community that I move into, how can I come in and make an impact, right? As they're receiving me, I want to know that I'm helping them out as well. And so that's just been something me and my wife have always had on our hearts as far as just wanting to impact our community. So when we got the idea of saying, hey, we want to, you know, eventually move up here, for her to move back, it was just, well, what's an organization that we can help with? So got in touch with some of the other people that I work with, and they said, hey, best thing you can do for not only the people you work with, but also for yourself, is to go through a course like this. And so got a lot of really good feedback, and that was just a really great application process, and obviously get to meet folks like Teresa.
Okay, Teresa, you got to beat that now.
I don't know.
Pressure's on.
I have a lot of friends and people that I work with that have been a part of this program and have really had a lot of tremendous experience and coming out of it. Lighthouse has a giving committee where we actually are given funds that we're able to infuse directly into our community. And so I've been a part of that for the last couple of years. And as a part of that, it's been amazing to immerse ourselves into the nonprofit world and to really learn more about our community. And it's interesting, once you sort of start that snowball, it's hard to kind of stop. So now you know, you can't unknow, right? So now you know, and you want to know more, and what's the next thing. And it felt like leadership, you know, I had thought about doing leadership in the past, even so much as almost submitted an application. And I was like, you know, I just don't have time. But I was kind of like, I have less time now. However, it feels like now I know about all these things. And so being a part of the giving committee, we've just been able to have so much connections with, you know, community leaders, Food for Our Children. We do a ton of stuff with the food bank, and just like knowing the need in the community, you got to know that there's more. It just also starts to unlock your visions to like what's happening on a deeper level of the community, for example, in healthcare or at the city level or in law enforcement or, you know, economic drivers, all of those things. So you start to be like, what else do I not know about? And for me, that was kind of the driver, but also knowing that there is a big push to help the community in terms of nonprofits like mm-hmm. UCAN or, you know, KLT or even the food bank, that was a big driver for me.
Well, I'm just still resonating with something Gavin said about 300 nonprofits in the community. That is a lot.
And you think about it, too. Like, each year when we ultimately selected UCAN for ours, and that's, you know, what funds we do raise for them is going to be huge. Mm-hmm. But the realization of understanding that, you know, there's so many more folks that we can help, I think that's what's really cool as far as what we've learned from past classes is that, yes, our program ends up being 2 years, but your cohort that we go together with, we ultimately kind of, in a way, get connected where we're going to be a group that works together for years and years to come. And that's what's cool about this collaborative effort is saying, you know, from the various different industries that all of us work in, how can we get together in our time that we have together to be able to actually continue that effort towards maybe helping other ones, whether that's serving on their boards, whether that's ultimately doing fundraisers mm-hmm. through our respective businesses that we work for already, right? And so that's just what's cool is that although, yes, we do such a huge job with this class alone, it's kind of the emergence of what we can do as leaders moving forward. And that's just has been really impressive to hear that, yes, each year one is helped, but I really think that the classes themselves start to serve many, many more
it
over the years.
Goes out. It networks.
Exactly.
Perfect.
You're listening to The Morning Show on 88.5 KRFY. Jim and Jack here on a Thursday, April the 27th, as we close out another
April.
Hour.
Yeah, we close out April.
Teresa Lindholm and Gavin Butterfield are our guests from Sandpoint Leadership, talking about, well, Sandpoint Leadership, but especially coming up.
Cinco de Mayo, block party, 5th of May, 4 to 8 p.m. on Main Street between 1st and 2nd.
That's Friday.
A week from next tomorrow.
Friday. Next Friday.
Next Friday.
What if it rains?
Manifest no rain, please.
Okay.
No rain.
Okay. No rain.
Well, if
it's not going to happen.
If this weekend is any indication.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if this weekend is any indication, you know, it's going to be fabulous.
Mm-hmm.
If it's raining, bring your poncho. We still want to see you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Margaritas in the rain.
I think I went to one of those in the rain. And it was actually kind of fun.
Yeah.
You know, kind of everybody ducking under the awnings and stuff. And yeah.
It's a great time to get together and mm-hmm. celebrate and, you know, hopefully usher in the summer season.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit early, but to go with it.
Anything else you guys wanted to mention before we send you out the door?
The only thing I would add is that if you are interested in supporting the cause or donating, please visit the Chamber's website. On the Chamber's website, there's a landing page that you can go to that tells you all about the event, but also gives you the opportunity to donate. It's quick and easy. We'd love it if you have any support has been greatly appreciated. We have a ton of sponsors that we've been working with already that have been we're so grateful for those. And we really, we're really excited. Also, the last thing to add is we've been out flocking yards with flamingos. Did we mention that?
Sure.
Go for it.
Flocking yards. So if you have seen a flock of flamingos around your neighborhood, we're out putting flamingos in people's yards. And it's been really fun to watch the kids. People that have kids have been having a great time with
I'm
it.
Sure.
And for $50, you can have them moved to someone else or wherever. Or you can buy anti-flocking insurance.
Now, how does one do that? Where does one go? To the chamber?
You could contact the chamber, and they would get you in touch with
the leadership class. I like that, flocking insurance.
Yeah, but you could go to Leadership Sandpoint's page and send us a message on Facebook, too. We have a post about that. But anti-flocking insurance, just so you don't get that pesky flock of flamingos on your yard.
Okay, one more thing. Can we go back to Cinco de Mayo, which is a week from Friday? You mentioned, you know, like the different drinks that one can have, the beer and the food trucks. What about for kids?
Kids.
What do you have lined up for kids?
So we've got s'mores. So we're going to have like solo stoves.
Who's not going to? That's for everybody.
S'mores
though.
For the kids. Yeah, that's going to be super fun. We also have some face painting. We're going to have some KLT is going to come and do, Kinnick Sioux Land Trust is going to come and do some crafts for us. So we have a couple of other people that are coming to do some things. And so we'll have kind of a whole host of activities for
So it's
kids.
A family affair.
Totally.
And with the music.
Music?
To be announced. Mm-hmm. Maybe the Rolling Stones will make it.
I think the Rolling Stones. Yeah, I have talked to them.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Mick. Yeah. Want to thank you guys so very much. And can you keep the radio station in mind when you have an activity or, let's say, something coming up? Give us lead time, and we'll fit you into our schedule.
Love it. Thank you so much for having us.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for coming in.
You bet. Do we do a song, or do we real quickly what's happening?
Yeah, okay. This weekend. Ready? What is coming up this weekend?
Farmers Market starts on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And a bunch of things at the Panada Theater. I do want to mention the Suzuki celebration. Young musicians on the Panada stage. That is Friday at 6 p.m. A fun evening of music with violin, viola, cello, and piano. It's a good way to support youth and talent here in North Idaho. And then on Saturday at the Panada is the Race to Alaska. This is Saturday. The Sandpoint Sailing Association is offering a free movie night adventure where you will be taken on a voyage of 750 miles.
That one sounds pretty cool.
Yes, it is. And that is at the Panada Theater starting at 7 p.m., and I'm sure doors open before then.
How about this? The Sandpoint Street Scramble.
Oh, yes, I saw that. Yeah. I saw that.
Oil up your bike chain, lace up your shoes, and polish up your map reading for this opportunity to plan a route in and near town to visit as many map checkpoints as you can in 3 hours. Many of them on interesting features you previously ignored. Sign in is from 9 to 9:40 a.m. on Saturday, April the 9th.
And where do you sign in at?
April 29th, sorry. Hold on one second. Let me read to the end and tell you. It's at Lighthouse YMCA.
Ah. Ta-da!
Uh-huh. At the YMCA. Maps are distributed at 9:45, and everyone starts at 10 a.m. for a 1 o'clock finish. More information at EWOC.org. It's also the Spring Fishing Derby, but we're out of time.
Go to Sandpoint Online. There are lots going on in the area, and I want to thank Teresa and Gavin for coming in. And Jack, as always, I'll see you in May.
Indeed. You know, you'll probably see me at the farmer's market this weekend, which is in April. But yes.
But still, I'm on the air.
I know.
Okay. Stay tuned. Oh, tonight on the folk show, I'm doing a whole hour of Weavers.
Excellent.
You know, the Weavers and their contributions to
folk
music.
That'd be 9 p.m.?
9 p.m.
Cool. All right, stay tuned for Bird Note and Otto's Eclectic Mix all day long after that, including one of Jim's favorite songs. Starting
Personality, Lloyd Rice.